This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julie Amacher.
The first time I went to an opera, I guess I was 18, and let's just say I wasn't bowled over by it.
That's tenor Brian Emel, who was born and raised in New Orleans.
Music in New Orleans, it's everywhere. And when I was younger, I was in church choir and playing piano and playing trumpet. And I think, maybe if a genie came in the room right now and asked me if I could be a successful jazz trumpet player, I might jump at it. But, it wasn't in the cards at the time, and I still play for fun.
Eventually, Brian Emel got involved in theater and then went on to study at the Academy of Vocal Arts in Philadelphia. Then, like so many rising opera stars, he got the call to step in on short notice at London's Covent Garden to sing one of the most demanding roles in the repertoire. He played Aeneas in The Trojans by Berlioz.
You know, it was one of those things where I got the call and I knew it was a big break. And I knew it was a risk, but I felt like it was a calculated risk. And so, I knew the opera house, I knew the audience, I knew the conductor. So that's just the kind of chances you have to take in this business.
Brian Emel has found his niche in the heroic tenor roles of French opera, which require agility, stamina, lyricism, and stellar high notes. For his first recital disc, Eroique, he soars through 11 of these demanding arias.
The French composers were writing in a very particular way, different from the Italian composers. I think the French style of singing that was what we call a voix mix, so a mix between the chest voice and the head voice. The notes are higher, the tessitura, so like where the majority of the notes sit in the pieces and in the roles are higher than they would be in their Italian counterparts. So I think that's what makes it particularly challenging. And not just the high notes as far as how high it is, but the number, the difference between singing 3 high Cs and singing 10. I mean, it's and that's what we have in this first track here from Guillaume Tell, which is written by an Italian, but for French.
Add in the emotional investment required of each character, and you have the perfect recipe for a riveting evening of drama and passion, like that heard in a little-known opera called Ziegler by Ernest Rieger.
If you think of something like a Ziegler, where he's, in the forest, and the orchestration creates such a atmosphere of this, you almost see the haze, and you see, you feel the presence of these massive trees in a forest that you would find in Germany. I have to capture that in my voice, his kind of hesitancy, and he struggles with himself. He decides, even if I face death, I'm going to face it, with courage and with full heart into my mission.
Brian Emel's heart is in New Orleans most of the time, where he and his wife, Greek soprano Irini Kyriakidou, and their 2 daughters live right next door to his grandmother. And if you're lucky, you might run into Brian at his favorite central grocery in New Orleans, where he may transform the produce section into Henri Rabaud's Rolandez les Mauvais Garçons.
It's, the chant de vieux jardin. You have to hear the smile. You have to hear the sun come out in that aria. And so that's why we're happy to end with that one.
Brian Emel, celebrating the heroic tenor roles of French opera on his debut recording, Eroique. And that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julie Amacher.